The 43rd Gene Key. The transformational path of the 43rd Gene Key moves from deafness to epiphany, and it's the path of insight. In the original I Ching, the masters of old used the 64 hexagrams to track and harmonize with the forces of nature. So like the Gene Keys, the I Ching is a book that you have to allow to live inside you. And in this cosmic drama, the 43rd hexagram was named Breakthrough. It's named that because it represents a repeating phenomenon of life. Because life frequently and sporadically achieves breakthroughs. So think of evolution itself. How do you think we got here? There's so many genetic breakthroughs had to occur for us to be here. And the mystery of our being here sometimes seems so random that it just kind of overwhelms us. And that's why we have to know why. Why am I here, we ask. Why? As if in knowing we would have any kind of answer. And this is the dilemma of knowing, you know, that goes with the shadow of deafness. And we're deaf because we can't handle the silence of the question that doesn't have an answer. So you can see how this shadow might lead us into psychotic waters. And it may be responsible for a lot of difficult mental states. And for one thing, it makes us worry. That's what it does. It makes us worry. And not knowing will do that. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't know right away what you're supposed to do that day, it tends to make you worry. You know, you may give way right away to your mind. That's what usually happens. And then over time, you develop a habit of living that way. You know, we fill our lives with the activities of our mind. And many of us live inside an endless list of things we have to do. And the day is gone before we get there. And the list isn't endless. And then we're too exhausted to really appreciate the beauty that's traveling past us. And all this activity, it makes us deaf. Because if we could just allow a little more not knowing into our lives, it would make all the difference. Because not knowing is actually our self-nature. It's where our genius arises from. And it's the fertile soil of breakthrough itself. So you can see perhaps how easily this gene key can turn from breakthrough into breakdown. You know, physical exhaustion, emotional overwhelm, or mental obsessiveness. We often think of deafness as silence, but it's not. It's nothing but noise and activity. You know, as Shakespeare said, a life of sound and fury signifying nothing. It's a depressing one, this shadow, because it makes us into lemmings, all hurtling towards oblivion, chasing our tails, chasing our goals in the future, or else haunted by our regret from the past. And it's all a bit of a joke, because the 43rd Gene Key loves a joke. In this Gene Key lives the archetype of the divine fool. And it's a joke because we can't escape oblivion because we're always living on the edge of it. In the ancient tarot system, I love the symbols of the ancient tarot, and there's a wonderful symbol for the divine fool. And he's always depicted traditionally dancing along the edge of a cliff with a dog, little dog, biting his heels. But his head's kind of thrown back and he seems blissfully unaware of the danger he's in on the edge of this cliff, just dancing along. And you can see this gene key demands honesty of us. We're mortal. We will die. Life is inherently unpredictable and we can't know the future. So why not surrender? That little dog biting our heels is our fear driving us round and round in circles. So why not allow the uncertainty in? What might happen then? Breakthrough might happen. And breakthrough is a lot better than breakdown. So we can't escape breakthrough. Death is the ultimate breakthrough. So we have to give up our knowing, our life of knowing, knowing what to do, knowing how to behave, knowing where we will be, knowing how we're going to get there. But we can dream. For sure we can dream and we can cast our pennies into the well. But we can't know if those dreams will come true. They probably won't. So why burden ourselves with all this knowing? And one final thing about this shadow, knowing not only makes our lives more boring, more monotonous, but it also keeps us apart from others. Our knowing prevents us from truly loving others. You know, think about this. How can we love someone fully if we think we know them? And there's the sense in the sentence, if we think we know them. Because we don't know anyone, not really. You know, others will always remain a mystery if we're absolutely honest. They will. That's the nature of others. And the closer we come to another person, the less we seem to know them. Isn't that the most beautiful mystery of all? And that's why we drive each other nuts. But we can love completely, even if we don't understand completely. That's our potential. So our knowing just makes us deaf. It makes us dull. Nobody likes a know-it-all. So for your contemplation on this shadow, you might like to look at all the things you think you know. Take that into your life. Take that into your day. And try a day with unknowing. And see how different it feels. The 43rd gift of insight. So we can see now that there are certain conditions necessary for breakthrough to occur. And in life, we can always maximize those conditions. We can't force a breakthrough because it can only occur spontaneously. And in many ways, the Gene Key's golden path and the contemplative way is about creating the conditions for a quantum leap to occur in our lives. That's what we do. We just create the conditions. And one of the main conditions is to dwell more frequently in our not knowing. You know, we have to pause more often and we have to inhabit the uncertainty. And a true pause is always that. You know, a true pause has no purpose. It's a gap. And our habits desperately want to fill the gap. Quick, turn on the TV, check our email, text someone, out with the music, do something to drown out the silence of the not knowing. We miss these beautiful portals that come frequently in our day. The 43rd gift is a divine fool. And it's a fool because it embraces unpredictability. You know how the best comedians are the ones who are completely free, they completely ad lib. They stumble across the most ridiculous ideas and word combinations. Genius is always like that. It's always unstudied. And so I'd like to invite you to imagine living more of your life like that. I'm not saying you have to give up your job or anything like that. I'm just saying that breakthrough demands an environment of not knowing. Or at least it demands an environment of mystery. And yes, in the beginning, that's a bit uncomfortable, but it's also something we can get more used to. And that's what meditation does. That's what contemplation is. You don't know what's going to emerge. And the foundation of the practice of contemplation itself is uncertainty. So it begins with an honest approach. And this is what the gift of insight is. Insight, as a word, it's understood more clearly in the Eastern traditions. In the Buddhist tradition, it's referred to as insight meditation. We stumble across a satori, an insight, a breaking through from within. There's a lovely word in English, actually, incandescence, to be lit up from within. And this is, of course, the core of the Gene Keys, that the light is buried in our DNA. And the breakthrough is when it suddenly explodes, it ignites. So the 43rd gift must be a rebel. Its nature is to rebel. Not necessarily a social or a political rebel, but a rebel on the inside. A rebel from the mind. So whatever the mind tries to tell you, you don't buy it. You don't let expectations deafen you. You run along the banks of life with a smile. And you accept that little biting dog. It's okay. It's just doing its thing. Just don't let it push you around. Insight is always an incendiary event. It always comes as a flash. And it usually comes from the very direction that your mind hasn't considered. You know, the creative rebel thinks outside the box. He or she plans for breakthrough. We make a space in our lives for it to occur. We don't carry preconceptions around with us everywhere. You know, we don't get bogged down in systems and mental certainties. You know, that doesn't mean we aren't intelligent. We are. Our intelligence is dazzling since it's emerging from our insight. All the time it's emerging. And our insight is wild. You know, our mind is not this neatly preened, tended garden without a weed in sight, everything perfect, we know everything. Our mind is a wild jungle filled with wonder and unpredictability. That's a very different kind of mind. It has its own kind of wild, fractal ordering impetus. And such a mind is the 43rd gene key. It's the heart mind. The breakthrough is really all of the heart. It's not the emotional heart, but the heart of our being. Insight is always of the whole being, because genius is inclusive rather than exclusive. And a creative rebel isn't afraid of society or its projections. The creative rebel breaks through all the niceties. But the creative rebel is still courteous and still respectful. This isn't an angry rebellion. It's a rebellion of delight. It's a glittering pair of eyes. It's vulnerable without being sappy. It's feisty without being provocative. It's royal without being proud. So maybe you can feel now this transmission of the 43rd gene key. It's beginning to come into my words now. And it's eloquence, but without wastage, because the 43rd gift of insight is all about efficiency. But this kind of efficiency, it's not the dry, soulless efficiency that we find in so much of modern life. It doesn't take us away from our roots. It comes out of our roots. It comes from our connection with nature. That's why we're wild, because that's what nature is. And wildness, let me tell you, it's efficiency. Nature is efficiency. She's a quest for efficiency. That's what nature is. Whatever your purpose is, whatever your life's work is, you already have the ingredients within you to fulfill it. You don't have to build something in addition to yourself, on top of yourself. You don't have to add anything to your being. You don't have to master spheres that lie outside the domain of your needs. Think of the cheetah, right? Talking about nature. The cheetah, it happens to be my son's favourite animal. He's obsessed with these creatures. Its purpose, other than beauty, is to catch and eat antelopes or impala. You know, that's its purpose. So it comes with the equipment needed to do that. It comes with this very, very flexible spine and breathtaking acceleration. This can go 70 miles an hour. But it doesn't have good night vision and it doesn't have stamina because it doesn't need them, because it only hunts in the day and it has exactly what it needs. Whereas you look at a lioness, on the other hand, you know, a lioness doesn't have that kind of equipment. She has this specially adapted eye, you know, a lens in her eye that gives her an incredible night vision. So she doesn't hunt during the day, she hunts at night. You see, no one gets the qualities that they don't need in life. So why waste energy chasing them? The efficiency of the 43rd gene key is based on simplicity. You know, that's the 23rd gift. That's the programming partner of the 43rd. Simplicity and efficiency. You know, you don't waste energy being someone you're not. You don't follow someone else's purpose. True insight makes life so much simpler. It doesn't make life more complex. It's funny, really, isn't it, that the more evolved we become, the simpler we make our lives. It seems to be a kind of mystical equation. So think about this when you're contemplating the meaning of breakthrough. You know, it opens you up to more of yourself, but perhaps it also closes you off to the wastage in your life. Those things that used to matter to you, but really are inessential. You know, it's a wonderful gift, this 43rd gift. And I recommend you contemplate it very deeply and let it inform your life. You may find yourself over time making quite a few changes on the outside as your view on the inside becomes clearer and more attracted to the simple and the essential. the 43rd siddhi of Epiphany. So it doesn't matter whether you have this gene key in your profile or not. It really doesn't make any difference. Breakthrough is something that we all participate in. And part of your insight may be to realize this about the gene keys, that it doesn't matter what you have and what you don't have. The profile's just a way in. The gene keys sneak up on us in the most mysterious ways. So, we have deafness, then we have insight, and finally we have epiphany. Maybe you've noticed that these are all words that have a connection to the acoustic realm. Deafness is about trying to escape the silence. Insight is about listening to the inner ear, which gradually allows us to adjust to the silence by cutting out the noise wastage from our lives. Epiphany then brings us back to the core of the silence once again. Finally, at Epiphany, we're ready to embrace it. And wow, is it loud. Have you ever heard deep silence? You know, really deep silence. Think about that. I was alone once in a cave, deep under the ground, traveling in my 20s in deepest Bolivia. And I sat in that cave in pitch darkness on my own for a good hour, listening to that silence. It filled my whole being, every cell of my being. It was deafening. It's a funny thing how the siddhi moves beyond the gift. How does that happen? Because here there's no need for a rebel anymore. There's no need for that level of self-expression. Now, I mentioned the fool in the tarot earlier. It's quite funny that in the original tarot system, the fool was the first card and the last card. It's the alpha and the omega. There were two fools, always. Originally, there were two fools. That's the origin of the jokers in a pack of cards. They're not part of the pack, but they can be used in all kinds of interesting ways. In Shakespeare's amazing play, King Lear, the character of the fool is the one that holds all the secrets. He's the opposite of the king. He's a man with no ideology, who rejects all appearances and all human attempts at understanding or order. But as the king in this play descends into madness, which is what happens, the fool doesn't desert him. He stays with him. He goes with him because he knows what true madness really is. True madness is to see the world as rational, is to see the world through knowing. You see, we can't know anything. That's the epiphany. That's it. In knowing nothing, we rest in the everything. And this 43rd gene key, it's part of the codon ring of destiny along with the 34th gene key. That's funny, really. Because I've been referring to the tarot and it's all about destiny. I love how these gene keys pop open. But the siddhi of epiphany is beyond destiny. With the siddhi, we again become ordinary. We know that the universe is a hologram and that everything happens according to its own nature and in its own timing. So we no longer think about the future. You know, it's not like we can't make a plan to meet someone on a certain day, but that's not something that we need to take seriously. Breakthrough can occur at any time and change our destiny. Not that it changes it either, really. It's just a paradox. It was meant to go that way. You know, this is all about fools and kings. The 43 is the fool and the 34 is the king, this codon ring. The king, the 34th gene key, the siddhi is majesty. No, your majesty is the king. Don't you love these patterns? The 34 and the 43. You see the reversal in that? The king and the fool, the alpha and the omega. It's also illuminating to consider the Christian epiphany with its archetype of the three kings or the three wise men kneeling before the baby Jesus. What could be more emblematic of the meeting of knowing and not knowing? The old and the wise bowing to the newborn and the innocent to the unknowing. I mean, you see the codes, how deep they are in our culture. And there's one more special thing about this 43rd gene key. It's a nice finale. Humanity is pre-programmed to undergo a collective breakthrough. Collective breakthrough. And the 43rd gene key is one of seven gene keys known as the seven seals. You can read about this in the 22nd gene key, if you haven't already. And each of these keys is a seal that holds back an element of divine truth. It's also a chemical seal inside our collective genetic, our gene pool. At a certain point in time, maybe, the seal is broken and a massive process of breakthrough occurs. This is what's coming. The 43rd city of Epiphany has a design to heal the great cosmic wound of rejection. You know, that's one of the deep archetypal fears held in the DNA of all human beings, being left on the outside, being alone, being pushed out. And it's this fear that keeps us from trusting each other. It's this fear that keeps our hearts closed and our borders closed. It keeps the races separate. It's the fear of the nations. So as this fourth seal, you know, this is the fourth seal, this 43rd gene key, as it opens, so humanity gets to experience itself without fear. And our borders open up. Immigration officers and passports are in rapid decline. And the true human spirit is born again. And the true human spirit is one of friendliness. Isn't that nice? This is the special destiny of the 43rd gene key. You know, to make us friendly again, to cure humanity of its deafness and to make us truly efficient as a species. You know, what is more efficient than friendliness? No need for defences, no need for borders, no need for laws, no need for fears, no need even for money. You want something? Sure, I'll do it for you. One day the fear will just be gone from the human genome. You know, it's not like it can go overnight. I mean, it might in genetic terms, thousands of years, because if it happens, it'll happen from the inside, from within our biology as we mutate to the next level. This would be the mass breakthrough of the 43rd gene key. And it sounds pretty futuristic and romantic, I know. Well, the gene keys are a transmission well ahead of their time. You know, and there may well come a day when people actually experience this. That's something to contemplate and something to ponder on. And you notice I say here, it would and it could happen and it might happen. And if and when. And well, I have to, don't I? You know, because if I knew, I'd be a fool. And if I didn't know, I'd be a wise man. Or is it the other way around? I guess I'll never know. Ah, the dilemma of knowing and not knowing. Hope you've enjoyed this one.